Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
I think they've got to be the two hardest phrases to say, or if not the two hardest, close to. I'm sorry and I forgive you. How often is sorry accompanied by a but? To say I'm sorry and truly mean it implies that you've wronged somebody, you've grieved or hurt someone in a way that needs to be dealt with for the sake of mending and restoring a relationship. It takes a good whack of humility, honesty, and good old Aussie guts to truly say and be sorry. As well as this, sorry acknowledges that you have impaired or jeopardized a relationship in some way and that this act was harmful to the relationship, something that will be avoided in the future. What about the reply to I'm sorry? How often when someone apologizes is the reply, nah, forget about it, no worries, don't worry, no problem at all, forgive it if it even happened. It is hard to say I forgive you because, well, that confirms to the other person that they had wronged you in some way and that your relationship was in need of repair and restoration. Forgiveness is not saying, forget about it, doesn't matter. It's saying, yes, what you did was wrong, it caused damage, everything isn't okay, but I'm willing to deal with this to repair and restore our relationship. This is the same with our relationship with God. When we say sorry to God, we are acknowledging that we've wronged Him and don't wish to do this anymore. Also, that we've harmed our relationship with Him and we are wanting that relationship to be repaired and restored. And when God says, I forgive you, and know that He will, He is acknowledging that yes, we have wronged Him and harmed our relationship with Him. Everything is not okay. And that He also wants to restore and repair that relationship. With God, He has already dealt with the consequences of the broken relationship. He has done all the hard work through His Son's death on a cross. Maybe there's a relationship in your life in a state of disrepair because these two phrases haven't been exchanged. Maybe it's your relationship with God. Whatever you do, don't put this conversation off forever. I'm Aaron Wright.